Blog Talk Radio.
You're not just a part of my life, but my everything. Your love reaches way down deep within, passing human understanding. There will always be a song for you, I sing. One word alone just can't express my heart's desire. Gratitude for one more day, my gleam of time. Your warm embrace and tenderness, patient with me through all my mess. We'll come to one conclusion, you are the best. Hallelujah, to our King. Hallelujah, I will sing, you are great. Heart, mind, all on earth.
That the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alipia. I'm Deacon Avia, and before I begin prayer, please place your phones on mute. If you could please bow your heads in prayer. Oh God, we thank you for waking us up this morning to see this new day. This new day of change, this new day of equality, this new day of reconciliation. We are filled with fresh hope and faith, knowing you are at the forefront of it all. Continue to open the minds and hearts of those who are fearing this much-needed change. Allow your power to seep in and start to create a new narrative for America. The people of God have been waiting patiently far too long. For we know your word says that you will never fail us or abandon us. And with that reassurance, we put full trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I want to welcome everyone this morning. The Pavilion of God would like to welcome everyone this morning. We pray that you are blessed by today's service and that you would continue to worship with us in the upcoming weeks. We are grateful as a church that we are able to continue to worship with you regardless of not being in the actual church building. We know that God's words transcend no matter where we are, and God recognizes our desire to continue to worship him and will bless us all. So once again, welcome everyone this morning. This is our time for our concerns, affirmations, and celebrations. We would like to continue to pray for the Bass family, the Black Lives Matter movement, the coronavirus pandemic, and for healing for many grieving families and loved ones, Kaniqua James and Michaela, who was in Jamaica, who is being challenged with sickle cell anemia. Our prayers of affirmation is health and prosperity for Daisy Hannah, who's in New Jersey, health and prosperity for Carol Meikle, who is in New York, health and prosperity for Mama Ife, who's in D.C., and health and prosperity for all of the young adults who are in our congregation. Our celebrations, our June birthdays, June 8th, Andre had a birthday, June 11th, Gwinnell had a birthday, June 16th, Delonte Goldston, and June 19th, Kiara James. Please call the prayer line on Wednesday at 6 a.m. and 12 p.m. and share your prayer concerns. Simply dial 701-801-1220, and the access code is 509-296-035, followed by the pound sign. Also, we meet on Blog Talk Radio, the same number, for prayer meetings on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. So you'll simply dial 845-277-9346. Also, it's time to have a little fun. Reverend Alethea and Baba Charles are inviting you to a Zoom hangout on Tuesday, June 16th at 7 p.m. Bring something to share that lets us know how you're doing. A picture, a symbol, a song, a story. Be creative. And a Zoom link will be sent out tomorrow. So start preparing and thinking now of what your creative thing will be. Also, next Sunday is Father's Day, and our guest speaker will be Dr. Charles Withers from Charlotte, North Carolina. And for those who don't know, he is the son of Baba Charles and Reverend Alethea. Also, your offerings may be mailed to the Pavilion of God at P.O. Box 29464, Washington, D.C., 20017. You may use PayPal, which is pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com, or you may use Cash App, which is the $ Pavilion of God. If you need to contact Reverend Alethea, she can be reached at 202 365-2842, or you can email her at revalethea@gmail.com. At this time, are there any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations? You may unmute your phone at this time.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Carol.
Yeah. I'm thanking God for another Sunday. And
amen.
I would like to affirm health for Michaela. I was happy
absolutely
to hear that she slept three nights because she wasn't
very
sleeping.
Good. Okay.
And I heard she slept three nights in a row. And I think that's a big change.
Absolutely.
So I'm thankful
thank
for
you
prayer. I'm just giving God thanks for the prayer of all who pray for her.
Amen, Carol. Thank you for sharing.
Everyone that pray for her.
Amen. Thank you for the update, Carol. That's good news.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations? Okay, last call. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations before we move on to the prayers of the people? Okay, well, if there are no other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations, I would like you to please put your phones back on mute, and then we will ask Minister Helene to please give the prayers of the people.
All righty.
You need to meet at the time.
I do. Almighty God. Almighty God, we come to you now humbly. We come to you now, God, because we know that you are here with us and in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls. Lord God, we know you are here on this earth, in these societies, in these communities. Lord God, we humbly ask that you surround Michaela with your love, with your heart, and with your healing. And help her to understand, Lord God, that you're there for her. And that you are working your gracious, gracious, gracious mercy in her heart, in her mind, and in the hands of all those physicians and caretakers and family members who love her, Lord. We ask that you surround her entire family, and Mama Carol in particular, because she is always there, Lord, always there in prayer, beseeching you, Lord. And Lord God, I'm going to ask that you also surround those individuals in Atlanta right now who are hurting. They are hurting, Lord. Lord, I'm going to ask that you surround all of us because we as a community are hurting. We're hurting, Lord. And we need you. We need you right now, Lord. We ask that you just surround each and every one of us on this earth who's suffering from discrimination or oppression. We ask you, Lord, to surround each and every one of us who is suffering because of the COVID-19. Lord God, we ask that you surround everyone who's just trying to be closer to you, Lord, trying to do your will. Lord God, help us grieve. Help us heal. Help us come together as your church, the church of Christ, the church of God, the human race. Lord God, help us love one another. We ask that you surround the pavilion of God and allow us to continue to do the work that we're doing in our ministry and in our service to our community and to our members. And we ask particularly that you surround our pastor as he continues to shepherd this flock. Lord God, thank you so much for all that you do, because we know just how awesome and magnificent and omnipotent and omnipresent and, oh gosh, you are all. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you from the lowest level on earth all the way up to the top of the highest peak, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. And we say these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Helene. At this time, we will listen to God is Good. And after that song, Minister Darrell will bring the message this morning. Thank you. Is our music coming through? God is good.
I know that God, my God, God is good. God, my God, God is good. We go back, he brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know that he saved my soul. God is good. He saved my soul. God is good. I said that he saved my soul. And then he brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know that he got my head in footsteps. God is good. He got my head in footsteps. God is good. You know that he got my head in footsteps. That he saved. And then he brought me out of darkness. God is good. And then he put shoes on my feet. God is good. And then he put shoes on my feet. God is good. And then he put shoes on my feet. So he could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul. And then he brought me out. God is good. And then he put food on my table. God is good. Said he put food on my table. God is good. Said he put food on my table. Then he put shoes on my feet. So he could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul. And then he brought me out of darkness. God is good. And when he made the way, God is good. Yeah, he made a way. God is good. I said that he made a way. And then he put food on my table. Then he put shoes on my feet. So he could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul. And then he brought me out of darkness. God is good. And with no money in my pocket, God is good. With no money in my pocket, God is good. With no money in my pocket, he still made a way. Then put food on my table, and he put shoes on my feet, so he could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul, and then he brought me out of darkness. God is good. He knows that he will heal my every sickness. God is good. He says that he will heal my every sickness. God is good. I said that he healed my every sickness. With no money in my pocket, he still made a way out of darkness. He still made a way out of darkness. He still made a way out of darkness. Then he put food on my table, and he put shoes on my feet, so he could track my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul. I know that he saved my soul, and he saved my soul, and then he brought me out of darkness. God is good. God is good. Yeah, God is good. Yeah, God is good. God is good.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. That makes all the difference in our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, for love that runs from heart to heart and from breast to breast. God, we thank you for your presence in our lives in these troubled times, because surely your presence makes the difference. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, hallelujah, and my Redeemer. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, my sisters and my brothers. And I thank God for the privilege and the opportunity to be gathered together with you in the name of Jesus. And knowing that when we gather together in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, he has promised, hallelujah, to be in our midst. And so we rejoice in the name of Jesus because the Lord is in our midst. And when God is in our midst, healing, hallelujah, is in our midst. When God is in our midst, encouragement, vision, sacrifice, power, almighty power is in our midst. So we rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say we rejoice. If you would turn in your Bible to Psalms 46, we will find our Bible lesson for today. Psalm 46. The first verse of Psalms 46 says, hallelujah, God is our refuge, hallelujah, and strength, a very present help in trouble. This past week, and not just this past week, but as you all know, for many weeks, we have been fronted and dealing with the challenges of a pandemic. I have family members who were wrestling with unemployment, and so consequently, their unemployment started, was stopped, and has yet to be restarted. And so they're dealing with financial difficulty. As you also know, of course, that has been front and center on the stage of our lives, the racial injustices that we have dealt with and been dealing with for many, many, many years have boiled over again with the death of Mr. Floyd and the deaths of others who also were killed senselessly at the hands of police officers who were doing the wrong thing instead of the right thing. Just yesterday, I participated in a home-going service for a colleague who also passed away due to COVID-19. And, you know, sometimes you have colleagues who you may not have interacted with very much. It doesn't negate the loss, no level, when it is someone that you have interacted with and corresponded with and communicated with. It touches you on a deeper level, you know. Sometimes we deal with broken relationships and schisms in relationships, whether it be in the church or in the your own family. But sometimes the point that I'm just trying to share is that we are dealing with troubling events, troubling situations, troubling the scripture reads. God is our refuge. He is a very present help in trouble. And sometimes we really are dealing with some troubles. I know personally I find it difficult to deal with certain troubles, and I find myself praying and asking God to help me as I am dealing with my difficulties. Difficulties in our families, difficulties on our jobs. Sometimes we find ourselves dealing with problems that feel like situations. Sometimes we feel like our problems that we are dealing with can be very troubling to us. Sometimes, have you ever dealt with a problem that it felt as if the rug was literally being pulled out from under you? Have you ever dealt with problems where it felt like a raging situation?
Yes, yes.
A raging situation. We, if you look across the spectrum of life as it is today, surely we can identify with the troubles. Hallelujah. We can identify that sometimes the situations that we face in life, they feel as though it's earth moving.
Yeah, I've
never really participated in a earthquake except for the one that happened a few years back in D.C., and that was enough to experience. But sometimes our situations and our circumstances that we find ourselves in can feel so severe until it feels like an earth-moving situation.
Yes, yes.
Well, in the midst of those kinds of situations and circumstances that we find ourselves in, the Bible in the 46th chapter of the book of Psalms encourages us, and it says to us, God is our refuge.
Hallelujah.
And our strength. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He is a very present help in trouble, and therefore we don't have to fear, even though the earth be removed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. It says God is in the midst of her, and because God is in the midst of her,
she shall
not be moved. Hallelujah. God shall help her just at the break, hallelujah, of dawn. The nations rage. Sometimes the nations rage, Sometimes
Amen. There
is an impetus for rage. Sometimes the situations and the circumstances that we find ourselves in feel like the nations are raging. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, however, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Sometimes we are confronted with situations where we, in our technological age and in our advancement, as though and as if we have everything on check, but he is the one, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is the one who can take the
those technological advancements that we think that we have and render them useless. But sometimes we need to be reminded that it's not about what we think we can do, but it is truly all about, hallelujah, what it is and who it is that God is. And he can do
it. Amen. Preach. Yes.
He says in the 10th verse, he says, be still. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Quiet your spirit.
Mm.
And know, don't forget that he is God. He says, be still. Hallelujah. And know, he says, that I am God. He says he is God, not the situation, not the circumstance. Hallelujah. He says, be still and know that I am God. He says, I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. He says it again. He says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. In this
Hallelujah.
Time, in this age where many voices are speaking, so many voices, and it's important that your voice be heard. It's important that you feel at peace and able to express yourself. It's important that your voice be heard, but hallelujah, above and beyond even my voice and your voice, is God's voice.
Hallelujah.
What is it that God is saying? Are you seeking a deeper, like Mama Helene prayed, hallelujah, a deeper and a closer, hallelujah, walk, hallelujah, with him? Oh, God, help us at these times. Help us in these moments, hallelujah, to seek to hear your voice. God, hallelujah, for giving us a voice.
Hallelujah.
But God, help us in the midst of these situations, in the midst of these circumstances, to want to hear what your voice is saying. Even in the midst of times, God, where it feels like and it seems like our voices sometimes are not heard, let us know and understand that even in the midst of that, if we can hear and understand what your voice is saying, hallelujah, it's going to be all right. When we think about Dr. King, when we think about all of the, even the civil rights movement of old God, doctors of that God with our faith, one of the main factors of it, God, was faith in you, that you would see us through. And so, God, as we express our voice, as we speak, hallelujah, the word that it is that we need to speak, God, let us hear yours.
Mm-hmm.
Let us hear yours, God. Let us not forget to hold on to your head, oh God, and to let you hold our hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we speak our voice, as we express ourselves, in the name of Jesus, let us seek to hear and understand and know what God's voice is saying. Let us be encouraged in the name of Jesus that even though we're going through dark times sometimes and situations, and let us understand that, amen, it's always darkest before the dawn. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to hold on to your hand. And thank you, God, for sometimes we as little kids or we as children, our children, God, we're trying to wrestle our hand out of the hand of the grown-up. But, God, thank you for holding on to our hand. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I believe God is speaking to us to encourage us today to hold fast, amen, to to what God is saying. Even in the midst of trying situations and circumstances, hallelujah, his word, glory to God, is still sure. His word has not changed. He has not changed.
Hallelujah.
He's the only one that can say it.
Yeah.
I'm God, hallelujah, and I change not. Because he don't have to change, but we do. Hallelujah, we do.
Yes, yes.
So I pray in the name of Jesus that as we go through our challenges, as we go through our situations, hallelujah, and our circumstances that try us and that cause us to pray, that sometimes cause us to cry, that we know God is our refuge. And not only, thank you, Jesus, is he our refuge, your Lord, but he is our strength. Because sometimes we get tired, but it's good to know that you might be able to sit down when you get tired, but the Lord can encourage your heart. He can strengthen your heart. Thank you, Jesus. So even though you have to deal with the problems and the trials and the tribulations that you might have to deal with and go through, hallelujah, through the sunshine, hallelujah, through the rain, hallelujah,
yes,
through the
yes.
storm, hallelujah, through the pain, God is our refuge. Yes, he
hallelujah.
Is. He is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Nor the son of man that he has to repent. He's our encouragement as we deal with our health problems. He's our encouragement. Glory to God. And he is certain. Thank you, Jesus. And he is sure. So be encouraged today. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Keep looking up. Hallelujah. Scripture says your redemption draweth nigh. Keep looking up. God does not change, nor does he have to change, but we do. Glory to God. We do. We need to continually look up, knowing that God is our refuge. Yes, he is. He is not only our refuge, but he is our strength. He says, I'm going to be with you. Be still. Hallelujah. Be still in your spirit and know that I am God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, and amen. There's a song, amen, in my spirit, and it says,
my friend, Pastor Marvin White, be blessed.
Everybody,
so let the church say.
I just want to praise God for that message. Amen. Minister Darrell, you were saying there was a song in your spirit. Go ahead with the song in your spirit.
Song was right on time.
Okay, hallelujah.
But
are you know minds of God? Go ahead, Darrell.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. The song says, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Hallelujah. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus, hallelujah, to walk with me. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Hold my hand. Hallelujah. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand while I'm on this. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I need Jesus to hold my hand. One more time. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Hallelujah. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Well, I'm on this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. I want Jesus to walk with me. You know, we are on a teacher's journey. We need a word of encouragement. We thank God for the message from Minister Darrell. You know, we are blessed to hear God's word spoken through the people of God within the pavilion of God. Hallelujah. Minister Helene, Minister Darrell, and those within our congregation can speak a word that testifies to the word of God. God is our refuge and ever-present help in trouble. Thank you, thank you, thank you for a message that not only will encourage our hearts and give us strength, but a message that will help us to understand God's will, to know that God is God all by himself. We don't have to be God. We're not God. But God guides us, directs us, and protects us. I want those words, that powerful message to resonate in our hearts today, resonate in our hearts as we walk through the next 7 days, because you know we're going to need God's help.
Hallelujah.
We need God's help today. We will need God's help on Monday and Tuesday and throughout this week where we're walking on this teacher's journey. Thank you, Minister Darrell, for a word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are praising God and thanking God for his word through you this morning. Amen, amen. I just want the church to hear that we need God. We need God more today than we might have yesterday, and we're going to need God more tomorrow than we need God today. So I want you to look at yourself and ask, do I have a personal relationship with Jesus? Take a moment. Search your heart. Search your mind. If you're not sure, pray this prayer. If you are sure, pray this prayer. For God can strengthen your walk, can help you be more in alignment with his will for your life. Won't you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I need you, I need you, and I'm humbly calling out to you. I'm tired of doing things my way. I confess, I am tired of doing things my way. Help me to do things, to live my life in alignment with your will for my life. I invite you into my life, Lord Jesus, to be my Lord and my Savior.
This is my prayer, and I humbly ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, beloved, I'm so thankful that you're here with us at the Pavilion of God today, this safe place, this sacred space that God has given us to be together as a family, as a church family in Christ. If you don't have a faith community that you can call it your own, and I've seen it today probably more than other times in our life, we need our church, we need our brothers and sisters from our church family to walk with us through this tedious journey, hallelujah. If you don't have one and you don't know that you're you got a church home, call me, email me, and we can talk about you being a part of this fellowship. I want to remind you about our special announcements. Thank you, Deacon Avia, for reminding the congregation about joining us for a hangout on Tuesday at 7 p.m. We're going to have some fun. We need to have some moments of joy and celebration. So please join us on Tuesday, and I will certainly make sure you get a link and you know how to have fun with us on Tuesday evening at 7. And as was said, next Sunday is Father's Day, a day that we celebrate, and it's going to be a blessing to have a father, speak as a father, and share God's wisdom with you. This will be Dr. Charles Withers, who happens to be my son and Baba Charles' son, and he's looking forward to being back with the Pavilion of God. Amen. I want to ask you to pray with me just a moment. Thank you for your many gifts and offerings and the way that you have supported this congregation. Oh, God, we thank you for the gifts that our hearts are open to this morning. We ask you to bless the gifts as we give, and we know that giving is an act of worship. We thank you, Lord, and may these gifts be used to build your kingdom. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. This message today is something that we know encourages our hearts, and we need the church to say amen and amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Standing at your feet, need you to say, 'cause your help is on the way. Why God is for you. I heard him. So let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church say, amen, say. Let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, sir. Let the church, oh, let the whole church say, well, let the church. Let the church say, amen. I need you to say, when you dream about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just ain't lying. You fight what?
I'm finishing the podcast. It ends at one.
Yourselves as we are dismissed from this worship service. Let us go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. And the
love
people
God.
Of God say,
yes,
amen,
yes.
Amen,
yes.
And amen. Hug
oh,
somebody and talk among yourselves.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Brother Darrell. I enjoy that word this morning.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. God bless y'all. Love y'all.
Amen. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe.
No, God
bless. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You too. Stay safe and stay well.
Lord. So good.
Yes, hallelujah.
So good, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Baba. Daryl.
Minister Daryl.
That was a beautiful song, Daryl. It really was. Very moving.
Yeah.
You could have joined us, Lord.
Amen.
Mama Diane, she's still there?
Yes.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good.
And
you
your
stay
girl
well
is
now.
Doing very fine.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, Kaniko is doing very well.
That is wonderful.
She is
wonderful to
so
hear.
Big.
She's
putting on
praise
weight.
God. Oh, my goodness, that's wonderful.
Her hair is just growing.
Oh, that is music to my ears, truly.
Yes, she's really doing well.
That is so
that is
good.
Wonderful, Carol.
Now, how's Michaela doing?
Oh, Michaela, I can say she's make a lot of progress.
Oh, that's great.
Her mom
great.
Told me she was at work yesterday, and when she called her, she hear movements in the background. So he said, Michaela, what are you doing? She's cleaning the house, and she's washing the bathroom, and she's doing so much.
Oh, that is good to hear.
So, you know, she's helping her mother out.
God bless.
Yeah, you know she's feeling better. She's getting up and doing that. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
all prayers are
good.
Answered.
That is good. And I'm just thanking God for Reverend Alethea. Because she's a blessing in her life, too.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Well, you all have a wonderful, wonderful week, and stay
you
safe
too.
And stay well. Okay.
Amen.
And Daisy,
bye,
God Carol. Bless you, Daisy.
Yes.
I hope we'll see each other. I'm hoping we'll see each other soon.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you a call, too, Carol. I have been so busy with my mom and down here, but I'm out of here hopefully in a couple weeks. But, yeah, I will call you, honey, and God bless. I'm so happy for your blessings. So
thank
I'll be
you.
In touch.
Thank you.
Love you, honey.
That's a
bye-bye.
Excellent.
Take care. God bless everyone.
God bless.
We need the blessing. God, I mean, you look at Atlanta, my heart. I don't understand it. Oh, gosh. Take care, Carol.
You too.
Okay.
I will talk. I'll call you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.